support and guidance systems in K-12 schools will have to look very different than what those of earlier generations may have experienced. Today's support and guidance offerings combine the work of counselors, specialists, and social workers with advisory systems that engage teachers in sustained relationships with small groups of students. Sometimes, these involve community partners that extend youth and family services. Each of these functions increasingly relies on computer applications to deliver personalized support and advice. When done well, these systems expand the view of possible futures and empower informed post-secondary plans for students. Comprehensive advisory systems produce student agency, belonging, purpose, and well-being. They enact school culture, illustrate what is valued, and create enabling conditions for academic success. That's the ideal, of course. But they are often incredibly challenging to implement consistently and to do well. The effort requires a focused mission and an enormous amount of time, preparation, and curriculum to support it. And it's worth noting that within the structure of advisory are many multifaceted goals, most of which are not credit-bearing. That alone could make robust support and guidance somehow seem to fall outside of a school's purview, despite this being far from reality. Regardless of the challenge, we believe support and guidance systems are the cornerstones of a positive secondary school experience, one that lays the foundation for a lifetime of expression and contribution. These systems have the potential to provide many important benefits, like increased readiness. Critical metrics of a course-taking patterns, transcript readiness, and college enrollment have been shown to be positively impacted by consistent implementation of advisory programs. For example, schools that were part of a six-year college readiness initiative that emphasized advisory showed significant growth in college readiness. Additional benefits are connection to peers. A strong advisory program helps students get connected to one another in meaningful ways. Through class discussions, democratic classroom decision-making, Socratic seminars, and other activities, students form bonds with one another and also learn more about themselves in relation to others. Also, connection to adults. Adults are often left out of the equation for student success in traditional K-12 environments. A strong advisory system provides sustained adult mentorship relationships. Research suggests that strong adult mentorship while in high school increases the likelihood of graduation and post-secondary success. Another benefit is advocacy. A strong advisor-advisee relationship means that each student can have an advocate in the building. As a result, if or when students face personal or academic difficulty, rather than mentally or physically disengaging, they have someone to approach for help, feedback, and assistance. Lastly, we have personal growth. Because of a student's personal connection to an adult, they can learn more about their academic and personal strengths and areas for improvement. We know that a student's own self-awareness is critical for success in college and beyond. And a good advisory program can help them become more self-aware through one-to-one discussions with their advisor and discussions with their peer group during advisory time. To reiterate, advisory systems have a huge role to play in student success. They help students to build strong relationships with adults and peers, reflect on their learning, and set goals for the future. These systems also enable them to explore career options and plan for post-secondary education. The five core elements of advisory make all of this possible. We'll dive into these in further detail shortly. Think of an advisory structure as a sort of scalable, distributed guidance and counseling system, one that complements the important work of school counselors by engaging all learners in small groups several times a week with an educator. This may include teachers or, in some cases, support staff and administrators. Here's an example that's actively building a sense of belonging for today's learners, which we know impacts their personal well-being too. EL Education Network schools have an advisory system called CRU that gathers students together daily with a small group of peers and a staff CRU leader for mutual support and accountability. The largest CRU is about 16 students, with the ideal size of about 10. As Shatira Weaver emphasized on a town hall with us, you're creating an intimate space in the school day. As written on their website, CRU creates a daily opportunity for students to build healthy relationships with adults and peers, to have honest and courageous conversations about the issues that impact their lives, and to take on leadership in the school and in their communities. It's a place for them to discover a sense of belonging, define their purpose, and strengthen the skills and convictions necessary to take positive action to create the world they want to live in. As mentioned before, EL's Education Success Manager, Shatira Weaver, elaborated in a conversation with us.
I think students have to have their student hat on all day, whether they're being mathematicians or scientists or writers in one room or another. And CREW really allows them to be themselves, their whole selves, and bring those academic strengths and challenges with them, but then also the personal, the social things that are a part of human beings, not just students. And so to me, the best part of CREW is the idea that every student in the building has a deeper connection with at least one adult. Someone in that building knows you, knows your family, speaks to your family, communicates openly, sets goals with you, checks in on those goals. And of course, classroom teachers are continuing to do that in their content spaces, but CREW really provides the dedicated space for students to do that work with one another, collaborate with their peers, learn about themselves, become self-aware, and then of course, turnkey that self-awareness into a more community-based awareness.
Of course, not all advisory systems look the same. They vary in purpose, scope, and structure. We found, however, that successful secondary schools typically have a strong advisory system that shares five core functions, and the most robust versions play additional roles in supporting students. These functions include progress planning and recording, student support, career exploration, post-secondary planning, and pathway authoring. Let's start with progress planning and reporting. It isn't as self-explanatory as it might seem. What was once accomplished by the one-dimensional academic transcript and report card today might involve student-led conferences, which help learners build ownership and encourage quality work. Reporting can also include transcripts that show mastery of skills and behaviors, insights drawn from achievement levels and growth rates, interests and motivational factors, and other context variables like we've seen appear in the form of a learner profile, a personalized view into a student's interests, strengths, challenges, and areas where support is needed. It probably won't come as a surprise that advisory systems are the front line of monitoring the need for student support. They're often part of the foundation of a multi-tiered system of support, in short, commonly referred to as an MTSS, that ensure all student needs are met through increasingly targeted interventions across three levels of support. A student's personalized learning plan is often developed and updated in advisory to articulate learning goals and identify support strategies, extended learning opportunities, and external resources. Advisory systems are often the focal point for career exploration and the first encounter students have with planning for life beyond high school. Individual learning plans are gaining traction as a strategy for promoting student college and career readiness and success. These ILPs are student-directed plans developed in collaboration with teachers, counselors, and parents that document students' academic and career interests. To date, 38 states use ILPs, with 21 states mandating them for use with all students. Closely linked to career exploration is post-secondary planning, the process of helping students develop and implement a plan for learning after high school based on interests, skills, values, and goals. Advisory systems complement and extend the work of college counselors and post-secondary planning by providing students with regular access to a trusted adult who can help them navigate the process. Post-secondary planning often includes four phases. The first phase is exploration, where students review and visit different types of colleges and alternative pathways, including apprenticeships. The next phase is planning, which guides course selection, skill building, work-based learning, and extracurricular activities that can impact post-secondary success. The third stage is application, where students apply to post-secondary institutions and scholarships, including personal essays and letters of recommendation. And the final stage is transition, where students complete graduation requirements and prepare for post-secondary enrollment. Advisory programs like KIPP Forward add alumni support to promote college success. Pathway and post-secondary planning is particularly important for students from families with limited college success. Some dual enrollment pathways are specifically designed to engage and support first-generation learners, such as PTEC programs in St. Vrain Valley School District. I'll share a quote from AASA's Learning 25 report that I think really captures what students must contend with and what educators are charged with preparing them for. In our ever-changing and unpredictable world, learners need to master the skill of knowing what to do when they do not immediately know what to do. That leads us to pathway authoring, which builds up student agency in their educational journey. Advisors play an important role in helping learners select pathways and courses. In some cases, they can facilitate choice and learning experiences, including co-authoring a project, shaping work-based learning, or initiating entrepreneurial activity. In Hawaii, Nalukai Academy is a summer entrepreneurial experience for young people to spot, frame, and iterate on problems affecting them and their communities. By focusing on digital storytelling, leadership, entrepreneurship, design thinking, technology, and identity, it's a great way for young people to get exposed to new skills and new pathways. As recent high school grad Sherry Jung described it, they teach you the skills to actually build ventures in the future to problems that you're passionate about and things that you actually want to work on more. She told us that her team plans to continue their project, increasing access to female reproductive health care across the state, because of the major impact they believe it will have on their community. Powering these systems requires an intensive, high-touch experience, but they can be scaled with technology. Advisory systems were once an old-school function, focused solely on enabling students to persist toward graduation and, for some, filling out college applications. Increasingly, they're being designed to invite learners into decision-making on personalized pathways with exposure to a wider range of valuable post-secondary and career-related experiences. A variety of mobile applications and platforms have arisen to meet the needs of modern students, some of which include artificial intelligence and machine learning, creating smarter tools than what was computationally possible and even dreamed about in years past. The result? Improved support for learners with the potential to extend access to personalized learning experiences, localized guidance, and efficient supports. In conclusion, whether or not we can equip students to navigate the uncertainty of the coming years and decades as adults depends significantly upon how well we ensure they're supported now. Becoming more adaptable and resilient isn't a switch any of us can simply turn on or turn off. That kind of personal growth requires intentionality from school leaders and educators on behalf of students' future selves. Bringing students fully into the conversation of who they wish to be, making actionable plans to help them achieve it, and broadening their worldview to make that vision as ambitious and inclusive as possible is the work of advisory systems.